Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply. If your skin, or honestly your nervous system, feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. This is The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. And listen, I know it's a regular season game in the middle of August, but losing four straight and just kind of putting a damper on the momentum that they built last week and the goodwill that was building with the fan base and it's just how special last week was with the no-hitter, the Turner ovations, how well he was playing, the Citizens Bank Park crowd being, you know, the talk of sports in a way. To have that and then lose four straight, go up to Toronto, can't win a series, you get shut down by good pitching. It's just kind of, obviously the season wouldn't have been over. They'd still be nine games above 500. It just would have dampened the mood, I think, in the city. And it would have you like, yeah, they're probably going to make the playoffs, but, you know, what's it going to be like? And tonight, they went out, and I think what you saw was an offense that was a little fed up with hearing how they can't beat good pitching. And it was just an offensive explosion that I can't wait to get into here on The Final Out. 215-592-9494. Jack Fritz hanging out with you, reacting to a beautiful Phils win up in Toronto. Let's get to the biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. And obviously the biggest takeaway of the game is they finally got to a good pitcher. It was much needed, something it feels like they haven't had to do in a while. They faced a lot of cupcakes with the schedule that they've had recently. They ran into a buzzsaw Pablo Lopez on Saturday. Sonny Gray, I thought they could have gotten to on Sunday, and you never know how the game goes with Alec Boehm not getting called out on that bad two-strike pitch. You know, last night Kikuchi was really good. Kevin Gausman, Pablo Lopez, I was not surprised by. I was surprised at how well they got to Gausman tonight. I mean, Kevin Gausman has had a really, really good year. Second most strikeouts in the AL. 2.92 ERA in his last nine starts. And earlier in the season, he just dominated the Phillies. But I think what you saw tonight was what I mentioned a little bit ago. Team looked like they were ready to go. And it can be frustrating. Like, why can't you just be ready to go all the time? I don't know. Hopefully in the postseason, they are ready to go all the time. They were last year. But they looked like they had heard a lot of the noise about they can't beat good pitching. And they went out, they put together just a solid game plan, top to bottom. They worked them. They made a lot of hard contact. They did not strike out a ton. 4-for-8 with runners in scoring position, which has been something that has just ailed them all season long. They added on, which is insurance runs are the greatest thing in the world. There is nothing in life that brings me more joy than insurance runs. And a majority of the season, now it has not been the last 2 weeks, it feels like they get up by one and they just would stop scoring. They would stop scoring. Tonight they didn't. And there was that stretch in mid to late July where, I mean, they were winning every game or losing every game by like one or two runs. There was no laughers involved. Well, tonight ended up being a laugher, and being able to add on and not just get complacent and really lay it on a team, that's important. And hopefully it's something that can carry over. Six extra base hits tonight. Great. I talk a lot about on the postgame show of the magic number of three. And what I mean by that, it's pretty simple. Three home runs in a game. They have won 8 straight when they've scored or when they've hit 3 or more home runs. When they don't hit home runs, the offense just looks bleh. You know, tonight they didn't really need the home runs. They scored in a lot of different ways. But being able to consistently drive the ball to the ballpark is something that this team needs to be able to do. They need to be able to slug. They slugged tonight, and that was good. They slugged the last week at home. And they had like 21 home runs in that last home stretch. Like, it matters. It matters. You're not saying everything's launch angle and whatever, but hitting the ball to the ballpark on a consistent basis is going to lead to more wins. It can't be the only way you win. Big distinction. It cannot be the only way you win, but they have to drive the ball to the ballpark. 3 home runs tonight, 6 extra base hits. That is good stuff. And the big story of the game, and he is obviously my player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome is Bryce Harper. And there was definitely a part of me that was worried. The back spasms, he's had back issues in the past. He was just starting to get his power back. Is that going to be zapped? Is the back issue going to cause him to lose some of his pop? And tonight was the first time since he's come back from that where it was like he hit the ground running again. His first 2-homer game since I believe it was Rob Thompson's first game as manager for the Phillies. So it's been a while since Bryce has hit 2. He hit 2 tonight and just moonshots. Hit 2-strike approach on both of them. Didn't see a huge leg kick. So that was an important thing to see. Bryce Harper driving the ball out of the ballpark. That's my biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. The other thing that we have to address and have to get to, and a little bit of a damper on what was a really positive night for the Phillies, is that, again, Aaron Nola's just, he's just meh right now. He's just kind of going through the motions, it seems like. He seems like he's just fighting himself, doesn't really have much confidence, isn't really throwing his pitches with conviction. ERA is around 5.5 on the road in his last 10 starts. He just looks like a pitcher that doesn't totally trust his stuff. He was 89-90 a lot of the night tonight, which is not great. They are going back to a 5-man rotation here soon. I believe that Chris Sanchez, who's starting over the weekend, this is going to be his last start in this rotation at this point. So Aaron Nola's going to be back to pitching every fifth day, and you just keep waiting for him to turn it on. It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen this year. And it's what happened with Hamels in 09, and it's happening with Aaron Nola now. And the one frustrating part about what's currently happening with Nola is that he's not even giving you the patented length that he usually does. I mean, Aaron Nola, he would allow 4 runs, but he'd get through 7. Last couple of outings, he's allowing 4, but he's getting you through 5? He pitched into the 6s last outing, but I thought Rob Thompson made a mistake there as well. So he's just just doesn't have it this year. I mean, it's as simple as that. He just does not have it. And we keep waiting for him to turn it on and saying, like, he's the most – like, for me, I said in the pregame, he's the most important Philly for the rest of the year for me. They're not going to go far in the postseason. Now, unless Michael Lorenzen, like, is just the number two now, sure. But it's just – it's hard unless the offense goes nuclear in the postseason – it's just hard to envision them going on any kind of run if Aaron Nola can't figure this out. So, great win. Offense is really good. That's an important thing to see. Bryce goes yard twice. That's great. And they need that, and they added on, and I'm so happy. I am so happy that I'm not reacting to a fourth straight loss, because I think you can tell, don't handle losses well. That makes me very happy. But like I talked about last night, I'm now in the big picture mindset with this team. Can I give the ball to Aaron Nola in a playoff series? I am still in the camp of I will, but man, it is just getting harder and harder by the day. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Brian in Churchville. What's happening, Brian?
Jack, I'd like to disagree with you, but I mean, everything you said is just spot on. I mean, an absolutely great win offensively. You know, Rojas is just an absolute stud center fielder. It's great to see. You know, but it's just sitting there, the Nola question. And I've been with you, and I did hear you say earlier about, you know, that you know, he's their most important guy for a postseason run, and I agree with that. Man, it's...
I know.
Having him as a number two possibly is scary as heck. It's crazy. I mean, he wasn't terrible tonight, but he also wasn't good.
But and the thing is, he's not giving them length anymore. And that's killer. So they have to pitch Matt Strom two innings, and he did well tonight, but I think a lot of that had to do with the lead they had. Matt Strom, I feel like when he goes out for that second inning, I'm always like, this feels like you're pushing him a little bit too far. So it worked out tonight, but man, it's just he's just fighting himself. I mean, maybe we got to give him a standing O. I mean, he might need a standing O his next home start.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, but it's. I mean, it's truly a real concern. You know, and Lorenzen. Look, it's only been two starts. You know, and
pretty
I
good.
Was,
pretty good two starts there, Brian.
Not horrible. Yes, not horrible. But yeah. I mean, I think Topper has to at least put in his head, like, you know, the possibility that he may not be their number two starter. You know, he's just been not good this year.
Well, and I appreciate the call, Brian. I mean, you're right, and I think he's trying. I think he's trying to send him that message. I mean, he said on WIP 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, about how everyone behind Wheeler. This is an open competition for starting jobs in the postseason. He's sent that message out there, and Aaron's just not really picking it up yet. Now, I think we all know that they're probably going to give him the ball. I mean, I would be absolutely stunned if they didn't give him the ball in a postseason scenario. But still, I mean, at least putting that in his head, like, this job's not locked in for you. I think that's important. And Brian mentioned Johan Rojas. don't need to see him bunt again. Not the smoothest out there. But, man, just such a game changer defensively. Man, that play made tonight, again, he was playing super deep. And, I mean, he covered, it felt like half a football field to come in and make that catch. And I talked about it in the pregame, but they're going to face a real decision here. I mean, Pache was DHing up in Lehigh Valley tonight. Marsh is on his rehab assignment. Obviously, Marsh gets back up here and is playing every day, hopefully in left field, and Bryce can stick at first base for a little bit. But still, the Rojas-Pache kind of conundrum they could be in, it's going to be a tough decision for them. Pache was showing a lot of signs of growth, and I think I trust his bat more than Johan Rojas, but I love watching the kid play. I loved watching Pache play. Like it's a tough decision, but man, good problem to have. And it's after years of watching Odubel Herrera out there, it is It is so refreshing. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. On the other side, some good breaks for the Phils in the wild card tonight, and one that was looking good that ended up not turning out too well. And what I thought was the most underrated important play of the game tonight. We'll get to all of that coming up next here on the Final Lap.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The 1-2 pitch, swung on, ground ball, hit to third. Espinal down to a knee, he's got it. The throw to first, gets by. Here comes Castellanos. He'll come in and score. It'll be an error. And two are across, and the Phillies are in front, 5-4.
That's our Mike's Amazing Play of the Game, presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. And, you know, that was such an interesting play because obviously it looked routine. But the one thing that I noticed, and if you've ever, you know, played baseball and fielded ground balls and, you know, been in that situation, and the runner just kind of slows down right in front of you, it throws your whole rhythm off. I mean, it totally does. And that's what I thought that Nick Castellanos did right there. And, you know, it's one of those things that's not going to go totally noticed, but if he just runs straight through and doesn't try to create a distraction there, I mean Bryson Stott is out, and that game stays 5-4 rather than you know, they get some you know, more runs there. They were down by that point. So, but regardless, like being able to, you know, make that play, a little bit of heads up, get in Espinal's way a little bit, throw his rhythm off. That's heads up baseball, and they were able to take advantage of it there, and they kept adding on and never really looked back. But if that play doesn't happen, we're not sure if they win that ball game tonight. So smart heads up baseball by Nick Castellanos, and obviously credit to Bryson Stott for busting it down the line. But, you know, good stuff all around for the Phils, and it was nice to see, like, you know, another team mess up for once. You know, maybe another team can get a little tight in a big spot. So, you know, thank God it was not the Phillies tonight. Welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Phil's offense explodes. You know, three straight games of just Fransky had the stat. It was that they're averaging like 0.7 runs per game in their last three. Big math there. Just not good baseball and not looking locked in at the plate. And thankfully tonight they were able to just figure it all out and put it all together and kept adding on, and it's something they need to do. Now the big question is Aaron Nola, because he is going to be the biggest talking point in the city, you know, the last week of the season if he doesn't kind of right the ship here, is if you give this guy a playoff start. I'm still in the mindset of I'm giving him a start. He's helped get us here. It's obviously based off prior performance why he's earned that spot, but he's been a guy that's been here for a long time, and I just have to hope and pray and maybe watch the game with my hands over my eyes that he can give them a good outing. But the one thing that is really frustrating right now with Aaron Nola is that he's not giving the length at all. Like, you could excuse away the three or four runs because, like, yeah, but he still went seven and that stuff matters. It's been a lot of five, you know, innings pitched. So, again tonight, just uncompetitive, not looking like he was finishing through his pitches. He got on a little rhythm towards the end, but still, it was just you know, left feeling empty. Lou is in Swedesboro. What's happening, Lou?
Fritz at 11. Jack, I got to tell you, I'm very, very nervous on what I saw tonight. You take the three home runs away, you take that error away, and where are we? I think, and it's all because of Nola. It makes me very, very nervous. Which Nola are we going to see in the playoffs? We are not a team right now that can make the same kind of run that they made last year. And well, I think we have to recognize that.
Well, I agree when it comes down to, like, making a run. It has to be Nola. He has to figure it out. The question could be, what does Lorenzen look like the rest of the year? Can he do what Nola did in the playoffs? Ranger, can he get on a little bit of a run here? I think the offense on paper is better than last year, and I do like this bullpen more. I think they have more pieces back there. But it's also, like, listen, I love last year's team. It was incredible. It's so hard to recreate the magic they had. I hope they can get in and flip the switch, but if Aaron Nola's going to pitch like this, it's just it is hard to project that.
That's the question. How can – and, you know, I was very fortunate to go to virtually all of the playoff games, all the Phillies games, and you know, all the ones in Philly and all the games at home on the World Series. And that was a special team. Now, you're never going to recreate the team, but let's – I think we just have to be honest that the team we saw the last three games and the team we saw today is still – I don't think it's a team that's going to make the playoffs, but the question is how far are they going to go? And I just – I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. And I'm afraid – you're exactly right, by the way. Nola is the key. And I don't sleep at night thinking that that's going to get us very far through the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think that's a semi-fair way to look at it. I will say, though, it's not like they've – see, I felt like last year's team beat up on a lot of bad teams to get to the playoffs. And then when they got in, things went their way. They took advantage of it, and it was unbelievable. But I thought last year they beat up on a lot of bad teams, a lot of bad pitching. It felt like every time they played a good team, they kind of laid down. They've been much better against good competition this year compared to last year. They just have. I mean, we talk about the Orioles, Rays, Marlins, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Cubs earlier in the year. Like, they've just been definitely better. They've been better against good teams. And I think the hope is that they get in. They get hopefully a home game, get that crowd behind them. You saw what the crowd was able to do most of last week before the Twin Series. I know it was against bad competition, and they just get into it again. But again, last year, for as much as we kill Nola in this town, and we always say, well, 2018 was his only really good year. The guy was fourth in Cy Young voting last year. Like, the Phillies had legitimate 1-2 pillars at the top of the rotation with Ranger Suarez, who always had the feel of, I think we'd be pretty good in the postseason. So it's just different this year. But if they can just get them right, the other pieces are all there. And I'm just begging for them to get it right. Because if they don't, it's putting a lot on Lorenzen and Ranger, who I think looks really good his last outing. I thought that was the best he's looked in a little while. Putting a lot on those guys' shoulders. This should be Aaron Nola's time, and hopefully he can get it going here. They did get some good breaks tonight. So the Giants and Marlins both lost. They're now a full two games clear of the Giants. As I was starting the show, I was like, the Cubs are down 3-1 in the ninth. Well, they hit a walk-off home run. So they pick up a win, and, you know, they stay in this thing. They're going to be in until the end. I think they probably win the division. Frankly, I think they chase down Milwaukee. But regardless, Phil's there. 3.5 games clear of the final wild card. 2 games up on San Fran. San Fran comes to town on Monday. So a big 3-game set after this weekend against the Nationals, both down in Washington and up in Williamsport. 215-592-9494 is how you get it. And Jack Fritz hanging out here on the final out. On the other side, we'll look ahead to tomorrow and the weekend. Or not tomorrow. We'll look ahead to Friday and the weekend. Before handing things off to Tom Kelly here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB Odds Boost tokens and MLB Parlay Boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. And it's hit deep. Right field. Going back. Springer looking up. And that ball is gone. And Harper has his first multi-home run game of the season. A line drive into right center. And it's his ninth home run of the season. And it gives the Phillies a 9-4 lead.
Yeah, one too many breaking balls. One too many breaking balls. Bryce is all over it. Two-strike approach. And just smoked it. It was good to see. It was good to see him bounce back, find that power stroke again, and it's nice that it doesn't seem like the back spasms, back issue thing is going to really linger here, and we can get Bryce back on the trajectory that he was on before the back spasms, which was there's the power, the power and hit tool, and really the full version of Bryce Harper. So good sign tonight for sure. Welcome on back. It is the final out. Sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. We'll look ahead to this weekend versus the Nationals coming up here in 1 second. But first, let's check in with Zach in Doylestown. What's happening, Zach?
Jack, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad they won. It seems like everyone can calm down for a night. But, I mean, the Nola thing is still, I mean, it did happen tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're all concerned. We're all talking about what he's going to look like in the playoffs. And let me preface the point I'm about to make by saying I've been a Nola fan from the beginning, from, his days at LSU. I've stuck by him when everyone's been, kind of hard on him over the years through all the ups and downs. And, my little theory on what's going on with him this year and his struggles, I think he gave us everything that he had last year for the postseason run, and getting us to the World Series being a big part of why we got there. I don't think he's the kind of guy that had the time to be able to rebound and kind of recollect himself in the off season. Given how much more baseball the Phillies played, I think you're seeing a tired Nola. I don't know what that means for what he's going to look like in the postseason this year, but he just looks tired to me. I mean, he looks like a guy who's gassed. I think he's trying to give us what he's got, but I don't know how much less he's got in the tank to take us into October,
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Zach. He just looks kind of defeated out there. He just kind of – it doesn't look like he has much confidence in any of his stuff. And listen, Zach could be totally right. And pitching deep into October and not being able to calm down – yeah, it could 100% be affecting him. And that's really what happened with Cole Hamels. I mean, Hamels in 2009 was not ready for that season. And after that, he changed up his whole routine and got back to being a really, really good pitcher. The difference is that Hamels was 25. I mean, Nola's going to be 31 with he's got a ton of miles on his arm. Now, the velocity was not a concern the last couple starts. It was still 95, 96, but tonight is down to 91. So it's going to be a tough decision for this team to make. The latest projection was like 5 years, 110. It's going to be not only the discussion point if he should get a start in the postseason, but it's going to be a discussion point all offseason of would you pay this guy? You could easily make the case that it's one down year. He's done this before. He did this in 2021 and then bounced back to finish fourth in the Cy Young voting. Could you bank on that again? Yeah. I'm still in the camp of I would pay him because I just think he's a valuable pitcher. I'm not in the camp of he's an ace. That's not where I'm at. But a two, yeah. Yeah, I think that's Aaron Nola. It just comes down to dollars. So he still has some value, but, man, it is just – It's just excruciating to watch him pitch right now. All right, looking ahead this weekend, the Phils' first two games down in Washington Friday night will be Michael Lorenzen. It feels like the Michael Lorenzen no hitter was a month ago. Like it feels like it was. the six-man rotation really spread out this guy's start. I'm sure he's able to bounce back from the 124 pitches. But, man, it feels like we haven't watched Michael Lorenzen pitch in forever.
They had the extra 2 days off, too, Jack.
I know.
That's added in there as well. Well, so,
I mean,
it's been forever.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. I think he could have pitched 150 and bounced back for this outing. He's facing Jonah Doan. 5.14 ERA on the year, more of an opener than a true starter. He did go six innings in one of his outings, but he's really only gone more than three innings once so far. So he goes, that's the matchup on Friday night, and then Chris Sanchez on Saturday at Nationals Park before the Phils have to go up to Williamsport and have Ranger pitch on Sunday night in the Little League Classic, which is just awesome. I remember it a couple of years ago when they played the Mets out there, and once again, like I mentioned on the pregame show, not only did Pivetta get shelled on my wedding day, but he also got shelled against the Mets that night. So it was a cool event. There's no fans. It's just the kids that are up there for the Little League World Series, which is really cool. And it's big league baseball in a different kind of venue, so I'm all for it. And it's kind of a big full circle moment for Ranger Suarez, who at one point was a Williamsport crosscutter. So that's where his career started stateside, and now he gets to go back there and pitch in a big league game there. So that's a pretty cool thing for Ranger. Either way, very, very, very excited for it. The Nationals, you know, I think that if you said to anyone on the street, Phil's playing the Nationals this weekend, what do you expect? Oh, you got to go down there and sweep. Oh, at least 2 of 3. I'm in the camp of 2 of 3 for sure, but just want to keep this in mind. 18-13 since the All-Star break. They won tonight. They beat the Red Sox. Third best record in the NL since the All-Star break. So, you know, those games last week, they weren't total laughers. You know, they didn't, like, dominate the Washington Nationals. So, if they go down there expecting to just kind of roll in and take care of business, I don't know if that's going to be. I think they might sneak up on them. They're young. They brought over some talent the last couple of years. Phils have to go down there locked in and treat them as if they are a 500-ish team. But either way, they took 3 of 4 last week. Hopefully, you know, they go down there and take care of business. But either way, looking forward to Sunday, the game up in Williamsport. That's going to do it for me here on the Final Out. Thanks for hanging out with me. Nick Earnshaw produced the Final Out tonight. And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow. The Live from the Link, getting you set for Eagles-Browns' big preseason tilt. And Tom Kelly is going to take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.